Section 2, A Brief History of Nigeria. Early History. Throughout its long history, Nigeria has had periods of kingdoms, states, empires, and caliphate, rule by a Muslim political religious caliph, and colonial rule. As a result of Nigeria's location within the continent of Africa, its people have come into frequent contact with traders from different parts of the world. Some of these contacts benefited the people of Nigeria, while others did not. The first groups of traders who journeyed to Nigeria were merchants, people involved in trade, from North Africa and the Arabian Peninsula. Along with gold, ivory, iron, slaves, and gum, these Arab traders also brought the Quran and Islam with them. There were four trans-Saharan, crossing the Sahara, trade routes, two of which went through Nigeria. These routes served to connect people and goods from different parts of the continent. Another group of traders that had a significant impact on the history of Nigeria came from Europe. These traders arrived in the 15th century in search of gold and slave labor. These traders were Portuguese, Spanish, Dutch, French, and British. For over 300 years, the human slave trade was conducted along Africa's shores, and Nigeria was a central part of that trade. During this time, more Africans crossed the Atlantic to the New World than did Europeans. British colonial history. Even after the British abolished the slave trade in Britain in 1807, British interest in Nigeria did not end. The British were interested in Nigeria's exports of cocoa, groundnuts, rubber, and palm oil. As a result, the British began establishing permanent settlements on the coast of Nigeria and continually moving inland. The British used the Niger River as a way to explore further inland. Along with conquest and colonization, the British also brought missionaries, people sent to promote Christianity in a foreign country, to convert Nigerians to Christianity. British influence and control over Nigeria grew throughout the 19th century. Pan-African movement. As the British continued to spread their influence and control throughout Nigeria, another idea was spreading as well. It was the Pan-African movement. This movement began as a reaction to European colonial rule. The goal of the Pan-African movement was for all people of African descent to work together and to think of Africa as their homeland. It encouraged Africans to join together for the betterment of everyone and to help every African country's economy. Another goal of the Pan-African movement was to end European colonial rule. As the Pan-African movement began to spread through Nigeria and the rest of West Africa, many Nigerians began to push for their independence from the British. Independence. A series of constitutions after World War II granted Nigeria greater freedom under British rule. Nigerians were dissatisfied with partial independence and continued pushing for Britain to withdraw completely. The idea of nationalism was spreading throughout Nigeria. Nationalism means love for one's country and a desire for independence from other nations. Feelings of nationalism and influence from the Pan-African movement inspired Nigerians to push for their independence. Nigeria finally gained independence from Britain in 1960. Since the independence movement had been peaceful, most expected the new country to be stable and calm. However, the legacy of European partitioning destroyed the hope for peace in Nigeria. Within a few months of Britain's withdrawal, war broke out between the Christians in the south and the Muslims in the north. The religious war left thousands dead or injured. After the war, Nigeria tried to reorganize into 12 different regions, but this idea led to new problems. The East Igbo people declared themselves the independent state of Biafra. This action resulted in a 30-month-long civil war, a war between citizens of the same country. 3 million Biafran people may have died due to battle wounds, food shortages, and disease. At the war's end, Biafra was again a part of Nigeria. The violence did not end, however. Military coups, when the military overthrows the government, and outbreaks of violence marked the following decades. Nigerians adopted a new constitution in 1999, transitioning to a civilian government. Both the 2003 and 2007 presidential elections experienced significant irregularities and violence. Still, Nigeria is in its longest period of civilian rule, which means that the leaders have not been part of the military since independence. The general elections of April 2007 marked the first civilian-to-civilian transfer of power in the country's history, and the elections of 2011 were generally regarded as credible. The 2015 contest was considered the best-run election in Nigeria since the return to civilian rule, with the opposition party, the All Progressives Congress, defeating the People's Democratic Party that had governed since 1999. However, the election of 2023 was marked with accusations of voting irregularities and corruption. Supporters of the opposition protested in the streets without military involvement, a sign that freedom of speech is being protected.